July 27th, 2025, 6:27 p.m. I'm driving to the restaurant, get me some food. One of the key persons that worked there for 15 years has quit. And I'm noticing a lot of stuff has changed in 2025. There's a lot of shifting going on. People going away, people disappearing, people quitting, people being moved, people changing jobs, people in your world not talking as much anymore or talking at all. And it is almost like the Covens gave up the ghost to attack me and everybody had to go away. They're either all going away or they're regrouping. I don't know if they'll ever stop, but the main ones failed. I think they had a plan set up for like years. And they finally said, okay, now we're going to implement the plan. And it was a royal failure. A royal failure. All of them. All of them failed. And they work, they're in different cities. A coven of witches is all over the country, you know. They got email, Facebook, phone. They actually all travel. Certain times of the year, all the witches go and travel together because of the moon. It's moon cycles or something. Every year they want to sacrifice before September because of Burning Man. They got to sacrifice somebody. These corporations want to sacrifice somebody too. Don't think the higher-ups aren't a part of it. What would be cool is if one of them got saved, one of the coven leaders got saved and spilled the beans, you know. That would be cool. And there might be somebody. I just haven't Googled it. I might Google ex-coven witch got saved and reveals how it's the Illuminati's trying to sacrifice. They're actually trying to do like take you out. Insurance policies, whatever method possible. The Covens, the game of the Covens is to destroy the patriarchy, you know. We're going to destroy the patriarchy. That's what they want to do. But I promise you, you see what happens if it was a matriarchy, because what happened with Eve, dropped everybody down into sin, which is the flesh side of Adam. People say, well, in Adam all die. Adam was not into deception, but Eve was. Now, so what is up with that? How can Adam and Eve be one? In Adam all die, but Eve is the one that's dropped us down into time, into the sine wave, the sin wave. What is that about? Because Eve is the flesh side of Adam. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She's easily deceived. The flesh is the self, and the self don't exist. The reason men get mad is because they're out there sacrificing, some men, they're out there sacrificing for the wife and the kids and the family and the dream, whatever the dream is. And sometimes it crashes, you know, whatever the dream is can crash and burn at any moment. Depends on what's going on and what God is leading you to do. And so, the American dream, the dream life, right? You hear about people had the perfect dream life, but then their business went down, or pandemic, they lost everything, lost their business, lost their house, they went into debt, millions of dollars of debt. But they had it going on at one point, you know. The dream crashed and burned, didn't it? The dream crashed and burned. The dream life for me is peace. And if somebody tries to steal my peace, they are my enemy. If somebody tries to take away my peace, they are my enemy. What's that favorite saying? One of my favorite sayings is, let your words improve the silence, or be quiet, you know. Let your words improve the peace, or go away, you know. But I'm seeing a shift in every area of my life. Every area, the shift has happened. The shift has hit the fan. And so I'm seeing it even in my way of thinking and observing, you know. Observing and dealing with people. When I talk to people, I watch their body language, and if they're still in some kind of weird hatred, prejudice, selfish, whatever mode they're in, I just talk to them like they're some stranger or something, because I don't even know those kind of people. Strangers. When the shift has hit the fan, and it has. I mean, I've seen a lot. I've seen at least 7 people, maybe 10. I have to count it. Maybe I'll count it while I'm eating. I've seen like 10 people, just 7 to 10 people just move on down the road. Never see them again. There's one that's iffy right now, and I wonder what got it, because there's one that's really iffy. And this person had the same spirit as somebody else. And I knew that this person, God would judge this person, because this person had the Jezebel spirit. But it was very cloaked. It was a cloaked Jezebel spirit. And I don't know if that person is being completely removed. It looks like it. When you rub shoulders with them for many years, you're like, oh, I see through this now. I see the most of the Jezebel spirits, they put on a pride, outward show pride thing, but it's really fear. I'm noticing they're living in fear. They live in fear, you know? And so I got a big chunk. I had to go put some cutoff valves, cut the water off, put some cutoff valves. I did it, and was able to rip out some a sink and work on this wall, work on securing a wall, because a floor joist had rotted out underneath the tub area, and I had to replace the floor joist and secure the wall. And so I'm seeing a big step forward, you know, and I'm seeing people disappear like crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if I hear about some deaths, people dying, because it's really that big of a shift. I mean, it's like a huge shift. It's huge. I don't even have words for it, to be honest with you. When God is moving you to the next level, He has to remove certain people out of your script, because the script no longer applies. The lesson that you learn from them is over. The lesson that you learn from these people is over. You've learned your lesson. And a lot of these people, they don't grow. The reason they're removed is because you're growing, you're pushing yourself to the next level, right? And so the ones who don't grow, they have to be removed. They are removed. Because the whole purpose of a believer being down here is you're being changed into the image of Jesus. And so these people who still live in the past, and these people who showed back up for just a minute or two, it's like, y'all haven't changed. Y'all are still the same. Weird stuff. most people are just blowing smoke in life. They're really not. Something ain't right about them. They're just blowing smoke. Let me go on here. I don't know what the purpose of this message was, except for the shift has hit the fan and there's no turning back, you know.